national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Happy Tuesday. 6:12 here. Sunshine, plenty of it. No rain in the forecast. Shaping up to be a really nice week. A bit on the warm side, though. Temperatures have been in the low to mid-90s throughout the afternoon. Heat index around 103. Did have that heat advisory that's still in effect, set to expire at around 7 o'clock tonight. Just a heads up there on the weather. But looks good. We got bands on the beach tonight. And that starts at 7 o'clock, and hope you're having a good week so far. Thanks so much for tuning in. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Certainly appreciate all of your texts that you send on a day-to-day basis, traffic tips, or just anything that we're talking about on the show. So we certainly appreciate that. Today's top three stories on a busy Tuesday. First one involving a U.S. soldier who may have defected to North Korea. That's what is being assumed by people here as a U.S. soldier in custody in North Korea after voluntarily crossing the border from South Korea. Here's Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
One of our service members who was on a tour willfully and without authorization crossed the military demarcation line.
So according to CBS News, this particular soldier was supposed to be escorted back to the U.S. for disciplinary reasons, and somehow they managed to slip through security and joined up with the U.N. tour of the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, and that's when this particular soldier crossed into North Korea without authorization and now in North Korean custody. So, bizarre story all the way around. I'm sure we have not heard the last of this one. Also, police in Portland are doing an about-face, now saying that four of the six women found dead recently appear to be victims of a serial killer. Jesse Lee Calhoun, who was already being held on unrelated charges, has been ID'd as a person of interest in the case. Authorities previously insisted there was no link between the half-dozen suspicious deaths. And temperatures still high in Phoenix, Arizona, reaching 110 degrees at least for the 19th day in a row. That breaks the previous record set back in 1974. Also, California officials say that residents need to conserve air conditioning usage. Las Vegas also says a sharp rise in AC service calls as folks there are experiencing a power surge as well. And 14 states with air quality alerts today as Canadian wildfire smoke is still a thing. Those are your top three stories today. Gracie has a check of the roads and weather.
Well, roads are looking great right now. I-10, I-110 showing no slowdowns. We do still have some slight delays on 98. That's going to be westbound right near Herbert Field, but for the most part, it has cleared up. If you're heading to Bands on the Beach, taking 3 Mile Bridge or Garrison Point Bridge, nothing to slow you down, as well as the Bob Sykes Bridge getting into Pensacola Beach. If you see anything on the roads, the traffic line's 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to have a beautiful week here in Northwest Florida with a clear sky, sunny sky, so it's definitely going to be hot with a high of 92 tomorrow. Clear skies tonight, it is going to be 70, a low of 77, with 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your normal service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Couple of updates from big stories from a week ago. We'll start with the planned development in Molino. The company behind that massive residential and commercial development won't appear at next month's Escambia County Commission meeting after all. Of course, you'll recall last week representatives from Exit 3 Investments withdrew their rezoning request after the County Planning Board denied their sector plan opt-out request. So following that meeting, the opt-out requests were added to the commissioner's agenda for their August 3rd meeting yesterday, or today rather. The company withdrew those requests as well, so we'll see if Exit 3 comes back with a scaled-back version or if they're dropping it altogether. In the city of Milton, he was in, then out, then maybe back in again. We're not sure, and now definitely out. In an email that he sent today, Scott Collins making it clear to city leaders in Milton that he is withdrawing from consideration. He initially did that on Saturday, but then the city followed up with a statement yesterday after media reports were getting out there that the city was still in continued contact with Collins and working on a deal to make him the next city manager. However, Collins today said, quote, "I am sending this email to confirm that I won't be contracting to serve as the city of Milton's city manager." So Scott Collins now out of the picture. Where does the city of Milton go here? Do they move forward with just interviewing Ed Spears? Do they circle back to some of the candidates that they reviewed previously? A lot of questions about this, and certainly this will be coming up here within the next couple of meetings, I would think, as there appears to be some in-house drama over this particular issue. 617, right now, more local headlines. Heard from local attorney, former Pensacola City Councilwoman Sherry Myers, homeless advocate, stepping up to represent the homeless that have set up camp along Beggs Lane, one of Escambia County's largest homeless camps. She talked to Channel 3.
This is a very serious issue out here. People are not getting the services they should be getting. A lot of medical needs here, a lot of people with disabilities. It's pretty shocking.
She recently sent a letter to the county saying that the homeless population on the county-owned property has squatter's rights and cannot be evicted without due process. She tells Channel 3 she hopes to see a coordinated effort to find a proper location for them, as well as using federal dollars to bring medical and social services to the camp. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly press conference today. And an update over at the Pensacola International Airport. If you happen to be driving by tomorrow through Friday, you may see some heightened fire department presence, maybe even an aircraft on fire. It's all part of a drill, and it's a mock aircraft, by the way. They're not setting fire to a real one. But it's an annual live fire training drill that's required by the FAA. So that's happening tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Mayor Reeves also talking about Pensacola City Hall. A structural assessment shows the building in need of some costly repairs. The two main issues, water intrusion and long-term penetration of ionized salt air and moisture.
There's nothing in terms of, foundational structural integrity, but it doesn't mean that these things aren't, these are not just aesthetics. I mean, these are structural things that need to be done.
The building also has some mold issues. Estimated cost for the total repairs about $1 million, a little bit over there. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break. Come back. We've got some state headlines. Busy day around Florida. That's coming back. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy over the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m., right after the Pensacola Morning News, to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavened Rinky Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of southern sides. Every Tuesday is two times Tuesday. Buy the six-piece shrimp dinner and get six more shrimp for free every Tuesday. Wednesday is lunch special day. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Good Tuesday evening, 6:24 right now. Going to get an update on the roads and first warning weather in about 45 seconds. We've been talking about this throughout the show today, and one of our Florida stories involving the Orange County School District. They're looking into a possible cell phone ban for students. It would prohibit students from using phones during school hours unless approved by a teacher, and that would also include lunchtime and recess. Most of the texts that we've gotten on this today pretty much in agreement that this is a good idea. I am in full support of this, not only because, you know, students are not there to talk on cell phones and Snapchat and all that. They're there to learn, but they're also there to develop not only the skills of math, science, literature, all that, but also interpersonal skills. And you know, you talk to or you listen to businesses and colleges that, you know, really have spoken out about a lack of those interpersonal skills, especially in the newer generations that are coming up. And I think we'd all agree that cell phones have a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. So if you're my age, you went through elementary, middle, and probably most of high school without having a cell phone, and we managed to do just fine. And of course, now, Gracie, you're in a different age bracket where 23 years old, you do not probably remember much about a world that didn't involve cell phones.
Yeah, I kind of got my cell phone around the age I'm assuming kids now do. So, I got my first cell phone in fourth grade. So, but I do think this is good. I don't want to say it's like unrealistic for high school, I would think, but I think definitely for middle school and elementary school would be a good plan to implement. Yeah.
Well, you either leave the cell phone at home, or if you bring it to school, you know, everybody can have like a cubby or something, yeah. Or you just throw them into a box or something and say, hey, look, you know, you come pick it up, and if we catch you with it, you're, you know, suspended or whatever the case may be. So,
and it's kind of surprising something like this hasn't already been
I'm surprised by that too.
Put in place.
Yeah.
626 right now. I'm going to get a quick look at traffic before the rest of our state headlines. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 and Highway 29. If you do see something on the roads, call 850-262-6111 with your traffic details. It is going to be a very warm week here in Northwest Florida with tomorrow our high being 92 and sunny skies, mostly clear skies tonight, and a low of 77. It's 91 right now in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Also in Florida headlines today, the FDLE and Attorney General Ashley Moody talking about a specialized unit to combat cybercrime. Here was Moody talking about it today.
According to a report from the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, more than 40,000 Floridians lost nearly $845 million to cybercrimes in 2022.
And she says that nearly half of all Americans have had their personal information exposed, and seniors in Florida are particularly vulnerable.
Also, a recent arrest in Florida could serve as a warning to cell phone users. So Tampa police say that they've found cases where suspects are asking to borrow a stranger's cell phone and then using it to steal money through Cash App. So in an incident that happened last month, a victim lost over $2,400. The suspect in that case is connected to at least three other cases in which he allegedly stole up to $50,000.
Also, smoke from Canadian wildfires reaching as far south as the Sunshine State. The National Weather Service in Jacksonville says the smoke is creating hazy skies across the northeastern part of Florida. It's not causing any air quality concerns, but there could be some visibility restrictions.
Also, it's almost time for kids to get ready to go back to school, and the back-to-school sales tax holiday begins next Monday. That's going to be July 24th through August 6th. Back-to-school items and clothing will be tax-exempt. That does include clothing, shoes, school supplies that are less than $50, learning aids and personal computers and accessories less than $1,500. Again, that's starting next Monday from July 24th through August 6th.
A tragic one in Fort Myers. A 7-year-old boy died following a golf cart accident. FHP says a 3-year-old was driving the cart at a home, and while approaching a curve, he hit the 7-year-old, the boy later dying from his injuries.
And also, Florida health officials are confirming the 7th case of malaria since May. So Mosquito Management Director Wade Brand is urging residents to avoid going out at night unless they wear long pants, long sleeves, and sprays containing DEET.
And also, the state-backed Citizens Property Insurance is waiting to hear if its request for a double-digit rate increase will be granted. The company is asking for about a 13% hike, and they're on target to write more than 1.7 million policies by the end of the year.
So we're talking a little bit about when is the first time you got your first cell phone, got a text in. I got my first cell phone when I was 29 years old. Of course, that was when they first came out, though.
Yeah. So a little, yeah. So the we had, what, 50 years old, the top age of a person getting their first cell phone. So, and I'm guessing that person probably uses their index finger to scroll.
Steve, did you text in?
It may have been Steve. Although I think if it was him texting, he would have probably said around like 65, 70 or so.
Oh, gosh.
6:30 right now. Fox News is coming up, followed by Your Money Now. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Biden and his Israeli counterpart today marking 75 years of friendship between the two nations.
The U.S. commitment to Israel is firm and ironclad, President Biden told Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
This is a friendship I believe is just simply unbreakable.
President noted recent breakthroughs to bring stability to the Middle East and a shared commitment to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
Fox's Jared Halpern. We're learning more about Travis King, the American soldier who crossed into North Korea and is now being detained there.
He had recently been held in a South Korean jail after getting in a fight with local citizens. As King was taken to an airport to board a flight for home, he left the airport. The Pentagon has officially said King was on a tour when he bolted from the group to cross into North Korea.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. A landmark day for shares of Microsoft. The shares rallied 4% and closed at a record high of $359. The software giant unveiled pricing details for its new Microsoft 365 artificial intelligence subscription service, Copilot, which can design presentations, offer writing prompts, and summarize meetings. It's only Tuesday, but movie fans and industry watchers are already thinking about Friday when two highly anticipated films arrive in theaters. Flicks that some folks have referred to as the bombshell and the bomb. Greta Gerwig's Barbie, starring Margot Robbie as the legendary doll, is expected to pull in $95 to $110 million over its opening weekend, while Christopher Nolan's atomic bomb drama Oppenheimer is projected at $50 million. Well, with the Dow Industrials notching a seventh straight advance, stocks rose again today. The blue-chip Dow leaped 366 points, or 1.1%. The S&P 500 rose 32. The NASDAQ up 108. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The NFL is a game of resource management. GMs have no room for sentimentality. Their job depends on one thing, winning and losing. Evening out the running back market is a non-priority. Building the best roster is a thing. And today's NFL reality, unfortunately, that means not paying running backs. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Refresh your ride at O'Reilly Auto Parts with the new Art of Car Care line from Turtle Wax and L.A. street artist Mr. Cartoon. Whether it's a detailer to give your paint that extra shine or wheel and tire products to keep them spinning in style. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Get Turtle Wax and Mr. Cartoon's The Art of Car Care exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday, and it's a really nice week weather-wise, so hope you are enjoying it. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. So roads are looking great. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, and our slowdowns on 98 have basically all the way cleared up. If you do see something else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The heat is on for the next couple of days. Look for those highs to be in the mid to low 90s, but the heat index values will be up between 105 and 110. That's how hot it will actually feel. Lots of sunshine and very little chance for any rain next couple of days. Into the weekend, some scattered thunderstorms are possible. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at some national headlines today. So former President Trump says he received a letter telling him he's a target in special counsel Jack Smith's criminal investigation into the Capitol riots. He posted on Truth Social saying that he received the letter Sunday night and was offered a chance to appear before the grand jury, which is meeting later this week. The target letter suggests Trump may soon face an indictment in the Justice Department's investigation, focusing on his efforts to stay in power after losing the election.
Also, today was another long day of investigators combing through the belongings of the suspected Long Island serial killer. That's Rex Huerman. So detectives were inside his home yesterday with reports saying that police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. He does still remain behind bars and on suicide watch as well.
The White House today condemning reports that Texas guardsmen were told to push illegal immigrants back towards Mexico and into the Rio Grande.
We saw those reports clearly. If they are true, it is abhorrent.
That's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She says if the reports are true, the treatment of illegal immigrants violates, bedrock values. The reports, rather, come from a Texas state trooper who was working as a medic along the border.
Also, the man accused of leaking sensitive Pentagon documents on social media is asking to be let out of jail. His lawyer made the argument yesterday, pointing out that he's charged with the same federal counts as former President Trump, whose release was not opposed by his prosecutors.
President Biden hosting the President of Israel at the White House today.
America's commitment to Israel is firm. And it is ironclad.
And during a meeting in the Oval Office today, Biden and Israeli President Isaac Herzog met, and Herzog will address a joint meeting of Congress tomorrow to mark 75 years of Israeli independence. That's a look at your national headlines today. Looking at the world of sports, it is now 6:40, so we're just the Braves and the Diamondbacks just got started a few minutes ago. I'm looking to get a quick check of that score. If there is one, 2-2 in the bottom of the first inning there. Also games in progress. The Dodgers leading the Orioles 5-0 in the second. That one's on TBS. The Guardians, rather, beating the Pirates 5-0. The Padres over the Blue Jays 2-1. The Mets over the White Sox 5-1. Later on, the Marlins in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals. That one starts in 5 minutes. And at 7:05, the Rays taking on the Rangers in Texas. Lionel Messi may make his debut for Inter Miami this Friday. He's a co-owner, David Beckham, says that how much we may see of him will be up to Messi as he needs time to adjust. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock Friday, our time, and it'll be on Apple TV+. That's a quick look of what's going on in the world of sports today. Health, business, and science notes. Home builder sentiment rising for the seventh straight month. The Wells Fargo Housing Market Index rose 1 point to 56 in July. Builders remain concerned about higher mortgage rates, but they say the lack of existing homes for sale is helping to drive demand for new construction.
Also, back-to-school spending is expected to reach a staggering $40.5 billion this year. That's according to the National Retail Federation. Dollars spent on back-to-school shopping is going to break records. It's up from $36.9 billion from last year. So families with children in elementary school through high school plan to spend an average $890 on back-to-school items, while college students and their families are expected to spend over $1,300 per person.
In Washington today, another AI hearing, this one focusing on warfare specifically. Experts testified before a House subcommittee today.
If we don't win on AI, we risk ceding global influence, technological leadership, and democracy to strategic adversaries like China.
CEO of Scale AI, Alexander Wong, told the subcommittee that China is investing much more than the U.S. on AI military applications, calling it their Apollo program.
Also, it turns out that batteries that are powered by batteries that power electric vehicles are not holding up well in the extreme heat. That's according to experts. They say that extreme heat makes the battery work harder and become less efficient. So EV drivers will start to notice lower charging capacities in extreme heat. And the best advice from experts is to do what you can to keep your EV cool.
Taco John's giving up the fight over the Taco Tuesday trademark. The decision comes after rival Taco Bell filed a petition with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office challenging Taco John's three-decade hold on the term. The CEO of Taco John said the company is dropping its fight to defend the trademark to avoid the legal fees.
Sorry, Taco John. Mm-hmm. The White House is rolling out a new cyber trust mark for smart devices. They're creating a label for internet and Bluetooth-enabled devices and applications to meet federal cybersecurity standards. So the goal is to help people understand which device they can use in their home that are less vulnerable to cyber attacks. The label will start being applied late next year, and a number of major retailers have already signed onto this voluntary program.
Looking at some pop culture news before we get to traffic and weather together. Congratulations to actress Lindsay Lohan. She's a new mom. According to Page Six, the 37-year-old gave birth to her first child, a son named Luai. The baby was born in Dubai, where she lives with her husband, Bader Shamas.
Also, if you are hoping to be a millionaire or maybe even a billionaire, the jackpot for $640 million is up for grabs for tonight's Mega Millions lottery drawing. Meanwhile, no one won last night's Powerball, so the estimated top prize for tomorrow night's drawing is $1 billion.
And Matt Damon says he agreed with his wife in couples therapy that he would take a break from acting, but there was one condition. If Christopher Nolan called, he would answer.
This is without knowing whether or not he was working on anything, because he never tells you. Like Killian, he just calls you out of the blue.
Yeah.
It was a moment in my household, but...
So even modern psychology has a caveat?
For Chris.
For Chris. You heard it here first.
Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., and Killian Murphy all talking there. So Nolan offered Damon a starring role in Oppenheimer. He plays Leslie Groves, the director of the Manhattan Project. So I'm glad that Nolan made the call. And it's an awesome cast, and it's going to be an awesome movie. Can't wait to see it. And Barbie, of course, out this week as well.
So do we think that the only time we're going to see Matt Damon now in films is going to be
in Christopher Nolan? You know what? I mean, I think it's possible that's, you know... I don't know, obviously, the movie history of everybody, but you look at Leonardo DiCaprio, for example. I mean, he's, you know, Martin Scorsese's guy, right? So he's in those movies. And I think, you know, as he gets older, as he's at a different place in life with, you know, he's got all
his
the money,
marriage.
All the money in the world. Obviously, they're going through couples therapy, so maybe he wants to step back. And, you know, I could see, you know, actors like this where, you know, he's still an A-list guy and, you know, he's still got his fastball and all that. So maybe he and we see this more often in the future where actors and directors teaming up to like almost exclusivity, so to speak, because, you know, you do have, I mean, Christopher Nolan did the Batman trilogy and Cillian Murphy, obviously, in that. And Robert Downey, I think it's pretty interesting that he's in this because, you know, of course, it's Iron Man.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of movies before that. But I think it's an interesting question.
Yeah. So I'm excited for the movie and I think it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. But I'm going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. So I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to have clear skies tonight with a low of 77. Coming up tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 92. It's 91 right now in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Gracie. So looking at some wacky and weird headlines today. Federal officials investigating after an airplane emergency slide was found in the backyard of a Chicago home. Officials say the slide is from a United Airlines flight, and it caused damage to the home yesterday afternoon. Here's the homeowner, Patrick Devitt.
So we weren't sure what it was at first. We didn't know that it was a slide at the time, so we tried to get it out as quickly as we could because we thought it might have been hazardous.
So he said he heard a loud boom, then went outside and saw the slide on his mother's garden. So I wonder how the garden made out.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't need the slide on the flight. I know that's not that common, but just a weird airplane story, which I thought was weird. You know, when you're in the emergency exit row,
okay,
they ask you, like, can you, if there is an emergency, you're going to use
right.
it. I was the only one in the road today.
Oh.
I thought that was weird. I was like, so it's all on
it's
me
all
to
on
save
you.
The plane?
Yes.
I was like, okay, I can do it, I think, but.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about that. So nobody pays attention when they're talking.
Yeah, no, not at all.
So there's like, hey, so in the case of emergency, it is literally you standing in the way between certain death and these 250 souls. And you're like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah.
And then, I can do that.
And then you think about it after they leave and say, okay, you know, and then they come back and then they leave and then the flight takes off. And then there's always a point, at least for me, where if I'm in that row, I inevitably at some point on the flight think, you know, what would I do? What am I? You know, I don't remember anything that person told me. So, you know, yeah, maybe I should pay attention when they're going through their little safety protocols.
Yeah, I'm always thinking, oh, there's no way I'm giving up this extra leg room.
Exactly. But it's all about the leg room.
Yeah, I usually think, okay, well, I can do it if I need to, but there's a guy next to me. If I can't do it, he's here too.
Yeah.
But today I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm in charge here. Okay, but... Oh, yeah, just a little side
Didn't
note.
Didn't have to do anything, though.
Yeah, no, it was perfectly fine. And, yeah, I would have saved the day, I'm
That's
sure.
Right.
But
And then you would have been in wild and wacky news.
Yes, exactly. Gonna get some quick wacky stories, too. Coming out of Florida, a Florida woman was faced with charges for accidentally hitting a random person in the face with a burrito. It happened in St. Petersburg at a restaurant called Rick's Reef. She was arguing with the guy who... and then she threw her burrito at him, but she missed and she hit someone else. So attacked by the burrito.
All that tells me is that that's just a moral of the story there is just to work on your aim. Because if you hit the guy, maybe you don't get charged because he's the guy that you're fighting with.
Yeah, exactly.
6:50, we'll take our final break this show. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Peakmore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat 7 adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening. Getting close to bands on the beach starting in about 5 minutes here. It's going to be a beautiful night on Pensacola Beach. So if you're heading that direction, hope you enjoy the show tonight. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more wacky and weird stories. And, of course, some good news and an update of what's going on in the movies this weekend. So I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 98. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111 with your traffic details. For weather, we do have clear skies tonight with a low of 77. Taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, nothing, not even like one rain cloud in our area. So that's going to be that way mostly throughout this week. So sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 92. It's 91 right now in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 91 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. So, yeah, talking about the big movies coming out before we get to more wacky and weird headlines. So we've got the Barbenheimer combo heading out. And Barbie, directed by Greta Gerwig, is projected to make between $95 and $110 million Some experts believe the film based on the popular toy will make as much as $140 million. Meanwhile, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer is expected to bring in $50 million. The two new films, plus the second weekend of Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, are expected to give the box office one of its best weekends in a long time. John said he saw Part 1 of the Dead Reckoning Mission Impossible series. He said it was a must-see, and it leaves quite the cliffhanger, leaving to the second one. So if you're interested in, if you were on the fence about Mission Impossible, maybe we just nudged you over towards seeing it. Of course, I will at some point be seeing Oppenheimer, and I will be watching it in IMAX. You have to watch it in IMAX. Don't just go to the regular, you know, the regular theater there. So see it in IMAX or the real 3D or whatever it is, because you're going to want the whole immersive experience, the sound, and the explosion. Maybe you will actually blow up in the theater. Maybe that's the special effect that everybody's talking about.
Well, this is the perfect film to see in IMAX for sure. Like, even if you don't usually do that, because I know Bobby used to always I always do it in IMAX.
Me too.
I'm always like, I could do it without. But I feel like this one you have to.
Well, I mean, why settle for less?
Yeah.
You know? You only live once.
Yeah, exactly. So some more wacky and weird stories. This came out of Yellowstone National Park. This happened yesterday. A 47-year-old woman was gored by a bison.
Yeah,
in Yellowstone National Park yesterday. So a woman and a companion saw two bison, turned to walk away, but one of them charged and gored the woman. So the park officials say that she sustained significant injuries to her chest and abdomen. And she was taken by a helicopter to Idaho's hospital.
Also, big money for a rare first-generation sealed iPhone just sold for over $190,000. I wish I would have the foresight to do this, you know, with technology. You know, Apple Watch maybe would have been another one, you know, for the first generation. But so this particular sale is unique because it's more than three times what a similar iPhone first generation went for earlier this year. The one that just sold was the initial 4 gig model, and that was discontinued after just 2 months. So there's far less of them out there at any point, and especially in sealed condition. So it was replaced by the 8 gig model, which was the sale 3 months ago, $63,000. So the 4 gig model coming in at $190,000.
That is absolutely nuts. Also, I don't really know when or how often hiring hitmen works out. Well, this one did not. A Texas man is in hot water for allegedly trying to hire a hitman to kill his former father-in-law, who happens to be a cop. That's Dylan Dees. He didn't realize that he was talking to a person for DEA. So their conversation, where he offered $27,000, was recorded with a hidden microphone.
Good news to finish up a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now. An Australian man and his dog are safe after spending a grueling 3 months adrift at sea. Timothy Shattuck and his canine Bella were rescued from the Pacific over the weekend by a Mexican tuna boat. Shattuck said they were able to survive on rainwater and raw fish after a storm severely damaged his vessel en route to French Polynesia about 2 weeks into the voyage. So hopefully he's looking forward to a little R&R. I can't imagine how much sunburn he is.
Yeah.
And suppose the first thing he's going to eat? Probably not fish for a while.
Yeah, what do Australians like?
I don't know. But I'm guessing fish is not on the menu soon.
No.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.